The minister and this government are good at self-congratulations, but not one of them addressed the issues of the countless number of deputies on this side of the House who gave example after example after example of bills not in the hundreds of euros, but bills that are over €1,000 for families that are absolutely crippled as a result of energy costs. Not one of the ministers who spoke on that side of the House gave an explanation as to why Eamon Ryan, as minister, refused the reform of the wholesale market that would have driven down prices, and only has done so belatedly when the European Commission is forcing that forward. No one on that side of the House explained to any of us why the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, opposed a windfall tax on the profits of those energy companies for months on months. He argued against at a committee. He argued it in parliamentary questions. And only when the European Commission came in belatedly at last year is the government forced to make a U-turn on this here. The reason why those positions were adopted is the same reason that this government today, tonight, is refusing to step in and support the families who are hard-pressed with crippling bills in terms of electricity, and that is because they have abandoned these people. They are on the side of the energy companies, and they have taken the wrong side in this debate. There is solutions. The government can and must act. As I said, right across Europe, member states are doing exactly as what Sinn Féin are calling on this government to do. They are coming in with a cap. They are giving their citizens certainty in relation to the price that will be cut in electricity. And that is something that was allowed by the European Commission as far back as March 2022. In Germany, electricity prices for households are being capped at 40 cent and 12 cent per kilowatt hour, respectively, for 80% of last year's consumption. It's going to last till the end of 2023. In the Netherlands, electricity and gas prices are capped for the duration of this year. It's locking in a price of 40 cent per kilowatt hour and freezes the price of gas also. Similar price caps are being introduced in France, in Poland, in Luxembourg, in Austria, in Slovenia. I could go on. When you criticise Sinn Féin's proposal to help struggling families, you're criticising everything that those other member states have done. You put out red herrings that these are blank cheques and all the rest. This is already dealt with by these member states. For example, in Netherlands, the Dutch Parliament adopted motions to prevent energy suppliers from profiting from their price caps. These motions propose monitoring wholesale prices and energy tariffs. Basically, what this amounts to is suppliers are only compensated for what is necessary to cover their costs and no more. This is a simple decision before this House tonight. Stand on the side of hard-pressed families who are crippled with high energy costs, or once again do what the government has done and abandon them to the mercies of these energy companies, which you refuse to tackle their massive profits.